Welcome to The Higher Self and I, your go-to podcast that will release you of your victim mindset and become your one-way ticket towards the mind-blowing results you desire in your life and your business. I'm your host, Rebecca Hayden, mindset and business mentor, ready to help you unlock your mindset into gear and empower you to step into the person you always knew you were meant to be. A badass CEO who is here to claim her frickin' millionaire life. Ready to find out what life could be like if you just did the thing? Let's go, baby. Hello, my beautiful higher self and I listeners. Welcome back to the podcast. We are going deep again into neuro-messaging and the subconscious marketing because you know what's happening at the moment. Oh, yes. My brand new mini mind magnet is out and we are going to be starting on the 8th of April. So if you're listening to this before then, make sure you are checking this out because apart from Power Up that I did back in January, I am like obsessed with this course. And I think going from really taking the neuroscience behind content, the neuroscience behind sales, and actually bringing it into the subconscious realm like I've been doing for a very long time. For those who have been following me for a while, you will know the Ideal Client Clarity Bible. This is where it all stemmed from. I really think there is so much power in having the subconscious marketing and the neuro messaging in your tool bag. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And what we're going to be talking about today is that fear that strangers don't buy from you, that you have to nurture for years, for centuries before they buy from you, that no one's ever going to just find you and jump into your container. And I'm here to tell you that that is a belief. Oh, yes. And within Magnet, we are both looking at your subconscious and your ideal client's subconscious. So you can really understand that too, because I think there's so much power in understanding your subconscious and understanding what's going on and how you're showing up and the energy behind you selling, which is what we're looking at. But equally knowing and being able to speak to your ideal client's subconscious, boom, within a minute of them landing on your profile. And I had one of my clients say this to me the other day. She was like, I want strangers can buy from me. Like, strangers, I want strangers to be able to buy from me. I want them to find me. I want them to be able to jump in. I want them to know what they're, you know, like, I just want them to be able to feel that they can, boom, come in. And you can really get this. You can really achieve this. But there's quite a few things that have to happen in synchronicity, in kind of very quick time for them to trust you, for them to get to know you, for them to get to like you, and for them to really know that you are the one. And we do this through the subconscious marketing methods that I will speak about here today, but I am going so in depth with in Magnet. It truly is going to be the place to be. Now, if you're listening to this after April 8th, if it's 2025, it is going to be made into a course that you can buy at any time. So there's pre-recorded videos in there. I am doing live sessions, but I'm going to make sure that they're pre-recorded afterwards. So it just becomes a course that lives by itself and that, you know, I don't need to be in. So you can have this, you can buy this, and it will be in the link in the show notes at any given moment. But really understanding how to leverage your ideal client's subconscious mind so that each piece of content can become a strike notification and you can have those high caliber clients really running to be in your space. And those are strangers sometimes. Now, I have had so many instances where I have never seen my client's name before. I didn't know they were watching my stories. I didn't know that they were listening to my podcast. We'd never had a conversation. We've never spoke. I'd never even seen their name. And actually, they jump in and painful or they're ready to go, or we have that transaction where they're like, yes, you are the one for me and I know it. And there are so many little things that I do from a subconscious and neuromessaging perspective online that helps them move quicker. Now, look, I will preface this. I've had people watching me for years and then buy. Everyone has very different buying styles. This is another NLP technique that I learned when I was doing my NLP masters. We all have very different buying strategies. We all have very different buying styles. We all have different ways of buying. And I'm going to be teaching that inside Magnet because it's really interesting. I remember just being so blown away when I learned that, purely because, very funny, when I was in my master practitioner for NLP, the afternoon that we learned buying strategy, and the afternoon that we learned kind of like what happens from a subconscious point of view when you're buying, I had been out at that lunchtime and bought a new jumper. So every time we do any sort of new technique for NLP, when I was in my master and my prac, they would have someone get up and be the example or be the client almost. And lo and behold, they were like, who's bought something recently? And I was like, I've literally just bought a jumper at lunch from H&M. And so I went up and they elicited my buying strategy. And I was like blown away because the moment that I found out what my buying strategy was, I couldn't unsee it. You know, when like someone teaches it you and like, or someone calls you out on like a habit you have or a little thing that you do, and then you can't unsee it after you've done it. That's what it was like for the buying strategy, for elicitating the buying strategy that I have. And I still to this day, that was 4 years ago, I still to this day laugh at any given moment that I go to buy, whether it's in person or online, because it's exactly the same every single time. And I think it's really important to know that. I'm not obviously going to go into that today because it's part of Magnet, but it's really funny to see, and I see it and I speak to it and I create content to speak to the different buying styles as well, because that's kind of within the subconscious messaging that I teach. But when we have these quote unquote strangers, new people in our audience, right, which is going to happen because people fall upon you. Maybe you're doing an audience growth strategy at the moment. Maybe someone shared you in their stories. Maybe a client who's worked with you has told them about you. We constantly have new people coming in and out of our space a lot, especially when you're concentrating on that, which is very important in a business, lead generation and audience growth. But what we want to do from the get-go, from that moment that they hit your profile, is we want to really establish the trust and build rapport. Now, you've probably heard of the word rapport, and it is something that we're taught with or without it being called rapport, but we are taught as humans to have rapport with people. But it is a big NLP technique that I have to use when I'm coaching my clients. I'm constantly in rapport with my clients. And we want to do that as quickly and as effectively as humanly possible, especially with new people who come into our space. Now, rapport is having that mutual trust and respect and that connection of communication together. And it really is kind of looking at what they're doing and how they're maybe sitting with their hands, maybe how they're speaking, the tone of voice that they speak in, the way that their intonation is falling. This is obviously so much easier when you're kind of there in front of people. And the rapport exercise that we did when I was in NLP is I literally had to stand with someone else right in front of me and be in rapport with them at all times. So like the constant, like if they put their hand there, I would slowly move my hand there. A lot of the time that my clients are doing hand actions, I am mirroring that, I'm matching that, because that makes them feel comfortable. And subconsciously, when we look at that, people tend to trust and feel more comfortable with those who mimic their body language, with those who mimic their speech patterns with those who mimic their gestures. And this is why showing up in your business is really important, because it builds rapport quicker. Now, whether that's through stories, which I will use a lot with rapport, my podcast creates incredible rapport. If you're doing, you know, speaking on TikTok, like that creates incredible rapport because they're having and they're able to see your speech patterns, your gestures, your body language, the way that you move, the energy that you show up in, and they can see how that matches and mirrors how they show up in the world. And this is why I always say, you don't need to be exactly how I am online to make money. You don't need to be this sunshine energy, bam, bam, bam. Like, you know, a lot of my podcasts are let's go, let's go, let's go, you know, and that really, really speaks to a lot of my audience because that is the type of person that I attract. But if you're speaking to an audience who maybe they really, really enjoy you being grounded, you being slow, you're going to call in a different person. Feel the energy change when I did that. It's very different to how I show up. And so I attract a lot of people who show up in the way that I show up to an extent because of the rapport I create online. And really having that that rapport matching through your content, again, whether that's through your stories and they're watching you and they can see you and they can, like, you know, copy, whether it's copy your mannerisms. A lot of the time when you know you're building rapport is when people speak back to you what you're saying, your speech patterns, the way that you say things. You know, I constantly say the word lovely. I'm like, hey, lovely, or hey, honey pie. And I find sometimes my clients will come back and be like, hey, lovely, just check, because we're in that such deep rapport with each other. The same as when they move their arm, I move my arm. When they take a breath, I will take a breath because I want them to feel so comfortable that we're in it together. You know, if I'm sitting there with my arms crossed in session, that tells them something that they probably don't want to see. Like, that's not building rapport with your clients. So we want to start to establish and build rapport on our social media, which is doable. It is doable. Again, I'm teaching this in Magnet because you want to be able to match and mirror your ideal client very quickly. And that comes down to body language, speech patterns, gestures. So important. That's why we want to see your face. Yes, that's why I want to see your face more. You know, like, that's why I celebrate it so much when my clients finally do a speaking story. Like, I'm like, hey, finally, I can actually see you. People can actually get to know you, which is really, really good for that kind of establishing trust. Now, another one for establishing trust, and usually when they are strangers, if that trust has been built very quickly, it's probably through a referral. It's probably through someone who has worked with them before, and maybe you've got very good results. I have an incredible selection of clients who send so many clients my way, and I am internally grateful for them because they had such an experience with me. They had such a breakthrough. Maybe they didn't even speak about me, but they, someone else, one of their friends or someone else had seen their, like, my client's success and gone, wow, who was part of that process for you? I know obviously they make their own success, but I was on the journey with them. And boom, you've got that trust straight away. So if you don't have that, and that is a lot of where, you know, the type of clients that I attract that are like, boom, I'm in, let's go, come from, when I don't know them. Other than that, when I have people come in and they're kind of fresh to my space and they come straight in, it's usually because of social proof. And we speak about social proof all the time, right? You know, it's part of your content structure. Authority is a huge part of my content structure within the subconscious marketing method. And highlighting the testimonials or highlighting or showcasing the number of breakthroughs or the way that my clients have changed or what they've gone on to succeed or how they are now, the success stories that are on my podcast, like, these are all incredible trust building exercises that I do within my business. because you need that evidence, you need that proof for your some of your clients. Not everyone needs proof and evidence. Not everyone needs that as part of their buying strategy. But some people do. Some people, you know, I will have messages from people who are like, "Hi, Beck, I've seen that you're working with this coach. Can you tell me about your experience?" And they obviously need, 9 times out of 10, it probably comes from the wrong place, but they obviously need that kind of proof, that evidence, that knowing, that understanding to build the trust. But actually, if we can do that, a lot of my stories are me showing what I've been working on with my clients. The Voxer screenshots, how we're working through a particular belief, where they were versus where they are now. Very authoritative, how I help my client go from here to here. This isn't just a practice. This isn't just a content piece that you do because you got fucking told to do it. There's a reason behind it. This is why I'm so passionate about Magnet, because I'm going to take all the things that you've learned from a content perspective and tell you why you need to actually be doing them. As humans, we love the reason why, do we not? Like, we want to know, okay, you're telling me to do problem-aware content, but why the fuck am I doing it? You're telling me to show up on social media with my face, but why am I doing it? And actually understanding the neuro-messaging and understanding the subconscious marketing behind it makes you go, ah, oh, that's why I'm doing it. Well, of course I'll bloody do it if that's why I'm doing it. You know, having that purpose. We want purpose as humans, and I want you to have a purpose behind your content. I want you to have the knowing and the understanding as to why we're doing these things, and this is what I'm here for. And what actually happens when we use that social proof is the kind of the subconscious desire to belong, the subconscious desire to be part of that, the subconscious desire to go, wow, she's done that, and I could potentially do that too with this service provider, with this coach, with this business owner, whatever you're investing in, that is going to establish the trust really, really quickly. The next thing, if you want strangers to buy from you, who very quickly don't become strangers, and a lot of my clients become my besties, is appealing to emotions. So we know that when we're selling, we have both the logical point of view, the prefrontal cortex, the let me write a for and against as to why I should and shouldn't do this. Let me look at my financials. Let me, all of the kind of decision making. We have the logical side. And then we have the emotional side from the amygdala. And the emotions, that both of them play a big part in the investment process, but your emotions are probably going to lead it more. And that's just what happens. And what happens with the evoking of emotions, the appeal of emotions, and that's what I do a lot with my audience, because I am a very emotional person. If you've ever met me in person and I'm not in a good mood, you fucking know about it. You know, I'm like sunshine and rainbows, and there I am. And if I'm like a little bit tired, everyone's like, are you okay? What's going on? Very, you know, heart on my sleeve type gal. But actually the emotions, and this is where the activation content, the transformation content comes from, because we really want to evoke the emotions in our audience. And the way that we do that is through storytelling and creating those emotional associations with our brand. And with storytelling, the narratives engage the brain more effectively than plain facts. So if you put a piece of paper with plain facts on, boo, 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 in like a bullet point, and you sat and you looked at it, or you took the same facts and you put it into a story, you are going to remember the facts so much more within the story. This is why when, and I see a lot of people doing this, and this reminds me of when my friend who I used to work with, he was a pharmacist, and he was doing one of his like really big exams at the end, and he made up a story of all of the things that were inside the exams, and it was in this house, and each part of the exam lived in a different room. And it's the same actually when you do public speaking, you can create a story around kind of learning the script, because you learn it quicker, and you can use the pillars in the room, or like there's a lot of things behind this, behind storytelling, that's really powerful, and again a really big part of Magnet, that connect on such a deeper level, that influences on such a deeper level and actually influences the decision making, because people can connect quicker to you because they play their story out from the story that you're telling. They can take the story that you're telling and go and put it into their own. That's why I have so many people message me being like, haha, this post is about me. And I'm like, it's actually not. It's about Karen. But this, you know, but it's so intertwined in their story that they take the post and they go, whew, this is my story. And they play it out in that way from a subconscious point of view. And really, we want to do that. And that's why storytelling is so important. This is why a lot of the subconscious marketing I teach comes from an external point of view that includes the internal, but actually speaks out what your clients are doing day in, day out, because you're telling a story of the problems that they're having. You're telling a story of the transformation that they desire, so they can take that and they can goddamn put it into their own. They goddamn put it into their own story, and boom, the connection is there, is so much quicker. This is why this podcast, Higher Self and I, is one of the main nurture tools in my business. I have so many clients who come to me and say, Beth, I binged your podcast for a couple of days and I knew you were the one. Because inside the podcast, I drop little stories. I tell you about my stories. I tell you about my clients' stories. And you can start to bring your stories into the story I'm telling, and it resonates with you. And then you go, whoa, okay, she gets me. She understands me. Yes, she's the coach for me. And that isn't me programming you in any certain way. That's not me tricking you into it. You make the decision. It's on you, honey bun. Like, it ain't, you know, it's not for me to decide whether you invest in me, but I want to create that connection with you, because the more I create that connection with you, the more connection we have as a client. And by God, when you become my client, like I said, you become my besties. Just the way it goes. I fucking love you. I am there for you. Like, I go above and beyond for you, and I want that connection together. And a lot of the time, people have hardly spoke to me, paid to be in the container. And the very first time I speak to them is on our deep dive call. And I feel like I know them already, because that's the type of client I've called in. So appealing to the emotions, and that can happen very quickly if someone's never met you before, especially through the long form copy, especially through podcasts. You know, I'm such a huge fan of podcasts, and I get so many questions as to how I use my podcast strategically. Maybe that's a podcast for another day, but really kind of creating that storytelling, that positive emotion association. And you really want to build that association with your brand. Like, that's why I'm so consistent with my backdrops on my stories, with my colors on my stories. Like, I do the copy paste of my Canva colors into my stories, like, so subconsciously now, because I've done it every day for, like, I've got how many years. But I'm so consistent with it for a reason. It's not because I like pretty colors. It's not because I want to, like, make my stories look nice. It's for a subconscious reason. It really, truly is. So appealing to emotions, rapport are the two things that we've spoke about already. Third thing is providing value. And this perceived value, I have a lot of reframe content on social media now. And I think the industry has changed so much that we don't have these huge mini trainings. We don't have, like, these huge carousels of, like, step one, do this, step two, do this. It's got a bit boring. We want a new way of educating. And I educate through reframe. You know, for me, that really works my business, because I'm a subconscious business coach. So all I'm doing with your subconscious is reframing you to see it in a different way. But actually, we want to provide value, because really emphasizing the benefits and the value of what you're selling, of your service, of your offers, it triggers the brain reward system, and it makes the decision making of the investment more compelling. And we really want to show that. We really want to show the perceived value of our containers. And going back to social proof, that is a lot of how you do that, the perceived value of your containers and what people are going through and how you're helping them and what that looks like. But equally, you can provide value. You can have that perceived value through making them think differently, through making them see things differently. Have you ever watched a video and you're like, fuck, that makes sense? And you really trust that person within that very second because they've made you see something a different way. So of course, they're probably then going to go and have a look for your course. Of course, they're probably going to learn more from you because boom, they've had that perceived value within seconds of listening to you, within seconds of reading, within seconds of watching your stories. And that's why we constantly want to create that value, provide the value. And actually what providing value does from a kind of subconscious point of view is eliminates the loss aversion, you know, especially when people are investing a lot of money in your containers. You know, my container, my 6 months, my 3 months, it could feel like a really big investment for someone. And actually, we want to activate the brain's aversion to loss through our content. And I'm, again, teaching this in Magnet. I'm really fucking selling this today because it's going to be so good. Please come in. But like kind of getting over the brain's aversion to loss is going to be so important to you. And this is why we don't want to really push with problem-aware content because that keeps them in the, but what if it doesn't work? And what if I sign up? And what if this is a, like, we want to really eliminate that. And we can do that through providing value. And we can do that through building rapport and for trust and all of those things that I've talked about today. The last thing that I want to talk about today is actually simplifying the decision-making, especially when they're new to your world. Because when they're new to your world and things either don't connect in the right way, they can't find any information anywhere, the link doesn't work, they can't book a call. Like these are a lot of like really simple systematic things, but it's happening online where you make it, and usually this is subconscious, but you make it as difficult as possible for a new client to buy from you. Now, whether that's you not talking about your services, which I see a lot, and I constantly tell my clients, if you feel you're selling too much, sell more. But like it, that comes from this kind of like not showing, not linking anything, not letting them know where they sign up, not letting them know what they can buy even. Or it kind of makes you make the journey really difficult. Now, what I say to every one of my clients, we need to make the journey to investment as simple as possible. This is why I don't usually use DM me this word for more information, because that is another step that you're adding to your ideal client having to do something. This is why I constantly just use polls and emojis in my stories, because it is literally, boom, one action. They read, they click. And then I go in and do the heavy load. I do the work for them. I ask them the questions. I send them the link. They get everything. Everything is very easy. Everything's an easy process. The same as onboarding for my clients. The process, the onboarding process is so easy for them, which then brings the decision making, brings that simplified, stops the cognitive load. And I read something the other day that was like, what I've learned in entrepreneurship, people don't fucking read. Yes, it is true. People don't read. I get so many questions, like, and I'm like, it is what? Like, it's there. Did you not read this? You know, I'm sure you've gone through the same thing here, but you know, I get so many times where you almost have to make your marketing simple enough for a four-year-old. Like the process of them signing up with you, or the process of them inquiring, or the process of them moving into your containers, you need to make it as simple as possible. This is why I click the link in my bio doesn't work anymore. You know, you need to make it as simple as possible, because people are, I hate to say it, we're lazy. We're lazy as humans. And because of the age that we live in, the technology that we have, everything happens so quickly. I can order something on Amazon on the day and get delivered on the same day. We don't fucking wait around anymore, and we're subconsciously programmed to that. So you need to simplify the decision-making for your ideal clients. Go through your processes across the whole of your board, like across your website, across your podcast, whatever you've got, and have a look how easy it is for people to inquire, how easy it is for people to find out, how easy it is for people to book. If it's harder than three clicks, you've lost the sale, because people want that simple. Because if and when, and I've had many experiences of this, if something becomes difficult for me, I start to question as to why it's become difficult. And then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this is the universe telling me that I shouldn't invest in this, when actually it's just your systems are shit or the link isn't working. Like, and it happens. Look, I get it. There's been times where I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that that wasn't working. So every quarter, I would just do like a bit of a holistic view of across the platforms that you have and just make sure everything links, everything's easy, everything's clickable. Everything's one click away, two clicks away. This is why when you're setting up a freebie or a landing page to a masterclass, have the sign up form the first thing they see, because that's what they've gone on the page for. They don't want to read 100 things and then sign up. They're like, I just want to put my name and my email in. Please hurry up, you know? So speaking to that is really, really important too. Oh, you can see how excited I am for Magnet. And I really, truly believe in the process that I teach within this, what we're going to be doing, how it's going to be. It's going to run over 21 days. So it's a 3-week mini mind. There is 5 live calls. There's 2 pre-recorded videos and there's 1 Q&A with me at the very end. You have a community hub as well, which kind of have conversation, keep accountable. And I'm going to really teach you the subconscious marketing and the neuro messaging and really go from both learning about it, really understanding it, and then how to bring that into your content across the board, podcast, email, stories, TikTok, wherever you are, whatever, LinkedIn, wherever you are. This speaks across it because everyone has a subconscious mind, I will tell you. It is a given fact. So if you want to come and join us in Magnet, the link is in the show notes. Go and jump in. I cannot wait, and I will see you on the next episode. Mwah.
Your love and support means the absolute world to me with this podcast. So if you have enjoyed the episode today, please make sure that you are sharing or reviewing or even rating the podcast, because it allows me to get into more ear holes. Now, if we're not connected on Instagram, head over and add me at @RebeccaHayden_. Come and say hello. I'd love to see you there, and I will see you on the next episode.